Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today on the podcast, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about elementary, Battle of the Books. We did a program not too long ago about the middle school team from Canton Middle that did very well. Today, my very special guest on the program is Diana Gray. She's the Library Media Coordinator. I had a hard time saying that, at Bethel Elementary School. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being on today. So I know that some of the people will look up this podcast and listen to it because it says Battle of the Books, and they'll maybe know more than other listeners. But just in case there are people listening to it that aren't very familiar with Battle of the Books, can you just tell us what is it? What is Battle of the Books?
Battle of the Books is a competition sponsored by the North Carolina School Library and Media Association. It's for fourth and fifth graders. This association chooses 18 titles from various authors, and they read these books and they go to a local competition, answer questions about these books.
And we've participated in Battle of the Books across the county now for several years. And so it's always amazing to me to see how that goes. So if there's a mom or a dad or a grandparent or someone who's listening and they think this might be a good thing for their child or grandchild to do next year in the future, how do students participate, at least at Bethel?
Here at Bethel, if you're interested, your child's a fourth or fifth grader, in October, end of September, October, we'll announce that there are applications. And so if they're interested, they'll come get an application. It consists of about 10 questions, and they'll answer those questions, turn them in, and then we'll look at those applications and talk to the teacher and come up with, you know, so many team members.
And that doesn't mean that other students at the school couldn't get the list and read the books. But since it's a competition, you really do want to have people who are proficient readers and can understand text at a pretty deep level. And so it is good to pick the right folks. And if you're listening and you don't have children at Bethel Elementary School, that process might be a little different to one of our other schools.
Right.
But I'd encourage you to ask about it there, too. So the team actually won the local competition this year, and so on the podcast we all at least tell people who they are.
Right.
So who were the team members this year from Bethel Elementary?
All right. My fifth grade students were Eli Ash, Whitney Boone, Ainsley Kovac, Ellie Pardon, Nick Reinhart, Carly Robinson, and Harrison Thompson. My fourth graders were David Brooks, Naomi Caminetti, Matthew Clark, Heather Engel, Anna Shepherd, Jackson Thompson.
Okay. And so shout out to you folks. Did a great job winning the local competition. If we have time, we'll talk about the regional competition too. But the next thing we wanted to talk about was just how you prepare. I mean, there are a lot of questions about the books, and a lot of smart and capable kids answering those questions. So how do you begin to prepare for the competition?
Well, preparation is definitely intense, lots of rigor. We start early on in October just by starting to read those books. We kind of have a pacing guide. They read one book a week. When they come back to school after reading that book, they quiz on it. And then when we feel like we have enough background, we start mock competitions. So we'll divide them up into teams, and they'll answer the questions. And then from there, we go to, you know, strategies that would help us win the competition. Strategies such as teamwork. Teamwork is real important in winning the competition. And you have to answer the questions in a certain time frame, so making sure they can work together as a team, but be ready to answer that question in that time frame.
Yeah, very proficient. I've been to a number of the Battle of Books competitions through the years. It's always amazing to me. I got to go this year, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a second. But it's always interesting to me, you know, they huddle and talk and whisper and make sure the other team doesn't hear them, and sometimes the other team answers before, you know, it's you know, and they don't get to answer that question because it was for the other team. But it's really interesting, really, really interesting. One of the things that you and I talked about in preparing, but we didn't necessarily make notes on, so I'm not trying to throw you a curveball, but just the benefits of reading these books and, in particular, participating on a Battle of the Books team. Right. And you've said some of that with the teamwork.
You know, the purpose, if you look in the Battle of the Book manual, the purpose is foremost is to read, to enjoy reading.
Right.
Lifelong readers. It also encourages or exposes them to quality literature by various authors.
Right.
It encourages teamwork.
It's just a very well-rounded approach to learning more about literacy, and especially the broad range of literature. So if you're a parent or a grandparent and you're listening and your child loves to read one thing, well, let them read that thing, because children who usually read series books are lifelong readers.
Right.
But if you really want to help them later on in college entrance exams and things like that, get them a lot of genres, fiction, nonfiction, lots of different kinds of stuff. Sorry, that was a little bit of a curveball because we didn't prepare for that part, but it was something I mentioned, but we didn't really prepare for that. So you did really well and you won. What was that like? I mean, you were there with the kids, you prepared with them.
Right.
I got to see that, but how would you describe that?
Well, it was pretty amazing, pretty awesome, because a lot of work. These kids, they work hard. I mean, they read these books probably two or three times to go through the information. But, you know, before we went to the competition, we talked a lot about how everybody in the county's worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go and we win, that's great. But the first purpose, the main purpose, is that we love reading. And that's, you know, that was our goal. And once we won, you know, we'd also talked about we're going to be professional, we're going to show sportsmanship whether we win or not. And they did really well with that.
They did.
It was cute to watch them because they, you know, they early on were calculating the points and they could tell that they were going to win and they were very excited.
Yeah, it was exciting to watch. I sat for a period of time behind Bethel and then across from Jonathan Valley and maybe Hazelwood were to my left. Can't remember the exact order, but it's like a golf tournament in a way because they post the team scores up there and everybody can see them. So it was really interesting to watch that, and they were looking at it when they weren't up competing and nodding and smiling, but very professional, even and very cordial and kind. And other teams were very complimentary after it was over.
Right.
And then you told me a real cute story as we get closer to the end of the program about they really did enjoy it maybe when they got on the bus.
They did. They were very composed, but once we got on the bus, they definitely cut loose. And they were singing, you know, Bethel the Beautiful and We Are the Champions, and they definitely celebrated.
Well, and it's good to celebrate success. But it's also real good to be professional. And then we have just a few seconds left, so if you want to talk briefly about the regional competition and how that went.
Well, we went to the regional competition in Buncombe County. There were six counties represented there, and the children were definitely more relaxed. They kind of knew what to expect, but we enjoyed it. We came in second. I was very proud of them. You know, they worked hard, and then we went, you know, and ate out and celebrated a little bit more, and we already have the list for next year.
Got the books, and I'm sure some people are looking at them.
They are. They've already got them.
Well, congratulations to Bethel Elementary and our other schools who did really well. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you.
And as always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.